What about analytics? Meteorologist Joe Bastardi, good afternoon. Saturday summary, and this was our February 2014 forecast that we made in the mid and late part of January. Here's how it actually turned out. You can see the, you know, we were talking, trying to show people try to be warmer in the southwest and the southeast, and the corridor cold here turned out pretty good, as we can see. And look, this stuff that, oh, the globe is warm, so that's why the U.S. is cold. No, as a matter of fact, over the last month, the globe has been colder than normal, as you can see. It could have been much colder than normal, except we're quite warm in the Arctic. Now, before you start saying, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to those polar bears? When it's warm in the Arctic in the wintertime, doesn't really mean that much, except that it's probably a sign of a lot of blocking going on. And it's something that we thought was going to happen this winter. And indeed, when you have low solar activity, the geomagnetic index being down as low as it is, it tends to lead to blocking. Okay, so there's a method to the madness, and some of the people out there trying to say, well, it's because it's the Arctic's warm or whatever, is a reason for everything. Besides, the Arctic being warm means that a lot of the rest of the land masses on the globe are cold. Now, this was our winter forecast, and we put out very cold forecasts, and here's how it turned out. Not bad, okay? So it wasn't like we didn't see this coming, at least my company. Now, here's all that warming I'm talking about up in the Arctic, all right? Now, let's remember the, you know, the little bit distorted because obviously there's more distance from here to here than it is at the top of the globe because of the way the globe's shaped. But here's what I want you to take a look at. First of all, the reason it's so warm in Europe was because of the flip of the Atlantic Multi-Decadal Oscillation. This rapid cooling of the water right there, okay, put a trough in here, and that trough in there pumped the ridge in Europe. Of course, our very, very warm water in the Northeast Pacific helped pump the ridge up across the north and then send that trough down into the central and eastern part of the United States. And what's remarkable about this is, with the exception of Europe, most of the land masses on the globe are cold. Look at this, North America. Remember, Antarctica is a land mass. It's not like the Arctic, which is an ocean. All right, so very, very interesting situation. This is about the third or fourth winter in a row I've seen that the hemispheric temperature in the land mass, especially northern hemisphere, has been colder than normal. And this is part of this process that we described now since, you know, 2007, 2008, and natural, we call it the triple crown of cooling, and I call it cooling, but it's triple crown of climate, because after this cooling cycle that'll be done around 2030 is done, it'll probably start warming again. So it's the climatic influence overall. Now, here's this big storm coming up this weekend. Unlike the hyped blizzard a couple of weekends ago that never showed up, although 4 or 5 days later it was a monster storm, this one, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of where. And the models have pushed the heaviest of the snow coming up tonight, tomorrow, into Monday into the Washington, D.C. area, for instance. And you see it's there's less to the north. Let me see if I can hone in on this. You folks in D.C., you're above normal, but not by enough there. And I'm sure you're looking for more and more snow. I am not yet totally convinced that this isn't a bit further north. And there's something, you know, the handoff that's going on sort of messes up this zone. Because if you look at the way the snow is streaking out and then all of a sudden it goes back down again, part of this is because there's a change in what is causing this. There's two systems that are causing this. One's coming out now. Second one comes out. Cold air pushes, so we see more snow further south. But this is a sizable, disruptive storm to start the merry month of March. And generally, when it's very cold the first week of March, 1960, 62, 1980, 96, you usually see some big snowstorms around there. It's just brutal cold air in the northern plains. I mean, we've got reports of chickens with capons and bees with yellow jackets, and that's cold. And it's so windy that the chickens lay in the same egg twice. I don't even know what that means. I heard that joke once, and I thought it was funny. But if you know what it means, then you're probably laughing at it. If not, then don't worry about it. Precipitation, here's with the storm in the front. And you notice, okay, California had your rain. It's shifting north now, again, as this ridge refires along the west coast. This is week one, which began this morning. this blue over here that you see is just 8 Celsius below normal. This is a week of close to 15 Celsius below normal. And that's, 25, 30 degrees below normal. Something to sneeze at. Actually, if you're out there, you probably will be sneezing. This is week 2. So no day at the beach there. And the front 16 days of March are darn cold, which is interesting because we have a darn cold March forecast that we distributed about 10, 15 days ago, make sure our clients were ready for it. 500 millibar over the coming 5 days. I said, well, Joe, how come it's so darn cold? If you see, it's almost like there's a ridge over here. It's because of what's going on in the north. Whenever you see blocking going on here, it shoves the center of these Arctic highs to the southern part of the trough axis, and then the cold air pushes and pushes and pushes. We go out here to the 6 to 10 day, and you see a trough trying to come back into the east over here. It's tearing up the trough that was across here, or the ridge that was across here in the south. And watch that ridge build over there so that the 10 to 15, it builds for a while, starts coming back down, but it puts the trough in the east. As long as this is going on, and what's happening here is almost the same thing that happened in the Atlantic, where the Atlantic was nice and warm earlier, and one storm after another started pounding away to reverse, to knock down that warmth of the water, and actually reverse it, made it cool, and that led to the Europe winter that we saw, where you try to pump the ridge over Eastern Europe. I think what you're getting now is some of this Arctic air is getting out of that very warm water, causing a lot of storminess, and when that starts happening, you're going to keep trying to pump this ridge in the west. And for those of you who think spring is around the corner, it might be, but it's a long haul to the end of the block. That's it for now. You enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you've got.